At 0345 hours, the GTVA Colossus destroyed the Shivan Juggernaut Cephalus near the Gamma Draconis jump node in Capella. This victory proves without a doubt our technological superiority over our great war nemesis. For the second time, the Alliance defeated a species which has annihilated entire civilizations across this galaxy. With the Colossus, we will have nothing more to fear. We still have much to accomplish, however. The Cephalus inflicted moderate damage against the Colossus, though its systems remain 80% operational. Terran and the Sudan engineers anticipate it will take several months to fully repair the warship's hull. Until we completely secure the nebula, our evacuation of Capella's civilian population will proceed as planned. With the immediate Shivan threat neutralized, we must now focus on capturing Admiral Bosch. Recon units are scouring the nebula for any sign of his command ship. The Samtik will lead a task force assigned to recover the Iceni once its position has been determined. The command has disclosed new information concerning the NTF's secret agenda. We now know that Admiral Bosch has developed a Shivan communication technology that transmits and modulates quantum pulses. Bosch secretly resurrected a defunct GTI project involving captured Shivan specimen, terminated after the GTI's Hades Rebellion in 2335. Bosch referred to his project as ETAC, short for Etam Nonki, the tower that may have inspired the story of Babel. Through a rigorous study of ancient archaeology, Bosch learned the location of the Knossos subspace device, the portal to the region of the galaxy where the ancients first encountered the Shivans. His genocidal war was a smokescreen to cover his plunder of ancient sites in the Sudan systems. In Deneb, he learned how to activate the portal and deployed the Trinity to power up the device. Integral to Bosch's vision of Neoterra was an alliance with the Shivans upon their return to our systems. When Bosch realized his regime was on the brink of collapse, he ordered his forces into the nebula to make contact with the enemy. Interrogation of rebel prisoners reveals that only Bosch's immediate subordinates have access to the ETAC project. No further details are available at your level of clearance. You are now authorized to use the GTW-19 Circe. Derived from advanced EM weaponry, the Circe disrupts shield systems by directing a barrage of fluctuating EM harmonics on the target. This energy is completely ineffective against armor plating or insulated subsystems. For this reason, the Circe is best paired with a weapon such as the Maxim or the Prometheus, which inflict heavy hull damage.